Early computers were so bulky they filled entire rooms. Now powerful microprocessors nestle in our hands. But at the same time, the array of equipment that supports our devices has grown vast. WNYC's Jim O'Grady took a tour around Manhattan with a writer who claims we've passed a threshold, that we now live inside a computer.
It takes a tremendous amount of material resources to make the internet function in the world, and those are often very hard to see.
Ingrid Burrington is on a quest to see and to map the material side of the online world. She says most of the internet is below our feet in ducts beneath the street. It's right there under the asphalt, pulsing through copper and coaxial and fiber optic cables. All those listicles and videos of puppies snuggling goats. We begin our field trip on a corner in Chelsea. Before I get there, a Google employee spots her and declares himself a fanboy.
I don't understand how that happened. But it's also like the kind of people who would get excited about a book about internet infrastructure are a very like niche crowd.
Her book, just published, is called Networks of New York. It inventories the sheer amount of stuff that interacts with other stuff each time we Snapchat a selfie or chase Pikachu around Bryant Park. She points out that the stuff and clues to the stuff are all around us.
It's mostly spray paint markings, and they're all color-coded.
Maybe you've seen these hieroglyphics on the ground. Red for electricity, yellow for steam, orange for TV, phone, and internet. First, look for parallel lines in orange. They trace the underground ducts that carry our data at a little less than the speed of light. The city made $143 million last year from leasing the right-of-way in those ducts to private carriers like Verizon and Time Warner. Okay, now raise your eyes.
Across the street on that lamppost, that big black antenna thing, there's like a little black box behind the bike lane sign. That's a thing called the distributed antenna system.
An antenna that boosts cell phone coverage. It's an example of how equipment that serves the internet and other networks is proliferating in public spaces.
Also, that traffic control box, that little dome on top of it. Someone explained to me that that's actually a router.
A router that's part of the city's own wireless network, which is mostly used by the Department of Transportation to monitor traffic flow. The more you look, the more you see these pieces of hardware strapped to lampposts and secured to the sides of buildings. Now raise your eyes to the rooftops. You see those 4-foot-long oblong objects? They're gray and they're attached to poles. Those are either cell phone towers or microwave antennas. Thousands of these things together make up part of the backbone of the internet. And aside from those, there are entire buildings that do nothing but route gigahordes of digital traffic all the time. One of those is 60 Hudson Street in Tribeca.
It's one of the more famous ones. Basically, when like submarine cables that cross the Atlantic come to the eastern seaboard, the first stop is to this building.
It's this Art Deco icon that used to be known as the Western Union Building. But what if terrorists blew up 60 Hudson Street? Burrington says it would definitely slow down the internet in New York, but it wouldn't come close to collapsing it.
The internet was designed to be resilient, right? If one node stopped working, traffic could be rerouted accordingly.
She says it would take coordinated attacks across the city to knock us all offline. I put that scenario to Maya Werman, a technology officer with the city. She answered by email and said pretty much what you'd expect. We deploy diverse security measures to stay ahead of ever-evolving cyber risks. Okay, but back to the original question. If the internet in New York is linked to both cables on the seafloor and satellites in space, and it is, how big is this computer we're living inside of?
It's, you know, like a planet. It's pretty big.
Planet-sized. And constantly thickening around us as we mostly fail to notice because, oh, hey, check out this Instagram. You see this? It's like a panda on a skateboard. It's crazy, right? Yeah, so for WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady. You think this is Photoshopped?